Hi, I'm John Wiese, ISV Architect Evangelist at Microsoft. Welcome to What's New SharePoint 2010. Today we're going to cover the Developer Dashboard. It's an interesting new feature for developers that allows you to see how long things are taking on your page as it's running. You can also access this from within code and give your own information back to be exposed via the Developer Dashboard for troubleshooting issues.
First thing that we're going to need to do is turn on the Developer Dashboard. In order to do this, we're going to have to open a command prompt as administrator. And then we'll have to change into our directory, which is in Program Files, Common Files, Microsoft Shared, Web Server Extensions, 14, Bin. Once we're in here, it's a simple stsadmin command. In this case, we are going to do stsadmin-o, and we're going to set the property. And the property we're going to set is called developer-dashboard. And the value that we want to give it is on-demand. Now, on-demand allows us to control when it's on and when it's off. You could just turn it on or off, but in this case, this allows us as developers when we're developing to turn things on one page and not have it running on another. So this is the preferred method when we're doing development. We let that run for a second, and it should come back and say operation successful once it's finished. There we go. And we'll exit that, and now if we go into our site, we'll see that we have this little icon up here in the top right corner. This little icon here turns our developer dashboard on and off. In this case, it is on now. So you see here as I scroll down, I have this red box that shows me how long things took. So I can see everything within my request and how long each individual piece took to run. I can also see on the right-hand side some basic information about my server, any warnings and assertions that have been created. I can see database queries and how long those took. I can see requests where I'm making requests of, and I can also see different events from my web parts. And if I go ahead and click that again to turn that off, you'll see that that box is no longer on my page here now. So that's the way you can turn it on and off pretty easily. So as you might be thinking now, okay, well, this is great, but how can I use this within my code? So let's go ahead and dig into code and see how we can turn this into something that's more useful to us. Here we are in Visual Studio. I've created a simple SharePoint web part project, a visual web part. The only thing I've done is modify the title here so that it shows up with a title that makes it unique. What we're going to do is open up our code file. And the first thing we have to do is add a using statement. We need to use Microsoft.SharePoint utilities. That will allow us to access the information and the monitored scope object that we need in order to be able to put information in the dashboard. The easiest way to do this is with the using statement, and we will do a using SP monitored scope. Just call it SC, and we're going to create a new one of those, and we give it a name. Now this is the name that's going to show up in the left-hand side column that we looked at, so we'll make this something easy to spot in this case. We'll call it What's New, we'll call it My Information, and we're done. So now everything inside this using is going to be monitored, and we're going to track the time that it takes. So in order to make it do something worthwhile so that we have some timing output, we'll just call it for I equals 0, I less than 100,000. And I plus plus. So very simple for loop, just to give us something that actually results in a little bit of time. Now, another thing we can do is we can also do warnings, so a log warning or an assert message that we can push out as well. So here what we're going to do is create a critical trace counter, adding the data to that. First thing it wants is a tag ID, so it's going to be some sort of ID that we're going to pass into it. So we're just going to give it the number 3, and then a category. So this would be my error categories. So we can give it our own category. Then we need a trace level. Trace level can be one of a couple of different entries. It can be the number 1, and that would be a critical trace. It could be the number 4, which would be an exception, so like a Watson event. It could be the number 6, which is a basic assert. The number 8, which is a warning. 10, which is an unexpected event. And 15, which is just a monitorable event, so something that we are just doing as a monitor. So we'll do it at 15. And then the last piece of information it wants is a detailed message. So this is where my message goes, we'll put in. And then we're done. So if we go ahead and we run this, we'll wait for the web part to be deployed. And then we can check it out in our dashboard on our page once we add it to the page. Here comes our page. First thing we'll do is make sure that our dashboard is still turned on. All right, the dashboard is off, so we'll turn that back on. Then we'll go into the page, edit it, adding our web part. Here we have our developer dashboard sample. Add that. Now that it's added, we should see a couple of things here. First thing we'll notice is that we have our what's new information being put down here. And you notice we have a couple of them because we have, if we go examine the page, you have probably added this onto this page a few times while creating the screencast. We also have our information here, which is the my error category. So if we click on one of these, you'll see that we get my error category, that it's monitorable, that it's the number 3, and this is where the message goes. Now one thing to keep in mind when you're doing this is you do get a call stack whenever you do one of these error messages. And that call stack is adding about 2 or 3K to your response in your page. So if you have lots of these on your page, it could make your page relatively large for downloading. And obviously this is a developer feature, so you hopefully are not running this on your production box, but you could. If you wanted to capture information and you had this being exposed via your code. Okay, well that covers how to add information into the developer dashboard for you from within your applications. Hopefully you found this useful, and thank you for joining me.